Welcome to the GCC.
Okay, we're recording. Back at it again.
I want to put this right here, I think.
What's he saying?
Right here?
Yeah, right here.
That works.
Yeah, one circumstance. I'm just going to go right into what we were talking. Who cares?
Yep.
This is how it's going to work for now on.
This is how it's going to be.
We're going to continue the conversation.
Oh, my fucking brain aneurysms. Side effect of my teeth.
Yeah, he got his teeth ripped out. It's pretty gross.
Four of them. Oh, my fucking head. Anyway, I'm good. Don't worry about me.
I don't care about you.
Oh, I know you don't. You never do.
Useful to me sometimes.
True enough.
What were you talking about? That guy.
Okay, so there's this situation that there's this person who has this string of people that they have X, Y, Z, A, B, C, and they have all these people to choose from, and they go... and dips his foot into each pool because he can, but can't seem to understand what he wants, so he decides to keep them around in circumstances. Now, there's one of them, let's say F out of all of them, wants to come towards my way. Just, you know, potential. Mm-hmm. Who knows, it might not happen, it might. But the idea that it does happening, that could happen, bothers this one person. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't want this, they're mine. Kind of mentality, but in the same respect, saying that because, oh, I just want this person because of what they look like. They are hot. They are attractive. Personally, what I think, in my opinion, is that the first step to finding somebody is seeing how attractive they are, approaching them, and be like, that's what's igniting what for me to do, and that's what I want to see and pursue them. The next step would probably be to be personality if you're actually trying to pursue this person for a long-term stature. But this other person, the person who controls the whole alphabet, is saying, no, personality first. And honestly, scientifically too, what really grasps the majority of people when they first see things is judging that book by its cover.
Yeah.
No one's like... Oh, like, if you put an attractive face on a book, and you're like, well, that's interesting, yep. I want to see that. If you put something completely obscure, if you put a beige book with nothing on it, and it's kind of old and dark, you can't really see it, no one's going to jump at that.
Yep.
That's why people put things on covers to attract people, so they jump at it, then they decide whether or not they like it.
Yeah, Treasure Island was appealing because there was a picture of a boat, and you knew it was about pirates, right? Straight up.
That makes perfect sense. No, exactly.
Like,
and to say what you said earlier, but to say that it's the opposite and cannot actually agree with that statement is that they're in some way delusional.
Absolutely, but that's people trying to believe in, fully believe in the human condition, but you can't because the human condition is a flaw in nature, and it's not possible to like. I don't know.
I know, and to
go against that. I mean, yeah, absolutely. When you fall in love with a person, love is something I understand. I feel it. It makes sense to me. When that happens, it's different. That is when the personality clicks, or not necessarily love. Like when you start to, you do form these desires to, you know, have personal interests with these people.
Mm-hmm.
But first off, it's like you just noticed that they gave you a giant boner. That is every single time.
Oh, my God. Your dick is the compass of love.
Yeah. Dowsing rod.
Dowsing rod.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, true.
Boner.
Literally bone her.
Bone her. Well, that's eventually you do.
Unintended, yeah. And I understand what this person is getting at because they know me quite well, and they're saying that
you're a sociopath.
Oh, of course. And they bring up the fact that he brought the fact that like if she didn't look the way she did, then I wouldn't have done it, and it's out of my own delusion.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yes, I will do that with every person I ever meet in my entire life. If I'm not attracted to them, and call me shallow. Because I probably am, but that's my own, that's my own filter.
Absolutely.
That I use to find and narrow down to find a suitable mate to be scientific about it. If you really get down to it, scientifically, if you really believe in biology and everything and evolution, creatures, animals, things that breathe, walk on four legs, what have you, their first instinct is to, and there's many different relationships between interspecific and intraspecific species, how, they interact with other people and other animals and how they attract the opposite sex or what have you. to copulate and produce offsprings. And mm-hmm. that's what the goal of what life is, to find someone, reproduce, to pass down your genes, and to move forward with life.
Yeah.
If you take in the scheme of humans, that's essentially what we're doing to the bare bones of it. It just so happens that the looks is the first thing that we look for in our kind of relationship with people we have mm-hmm. on a day-to-day basis. If you, like you said, now people, the human nature is so complex, and what if, I guess someone could believe in that the personality first, but that would mean that you would have to blindfold yourself. If you really truly are convicted mm-hmm. in that way, I would say blindfold yourself and speak to people first, because what if you are completely opposed to, not to shame anybody who's overweight, mm-hmm. but let's say if you're completely opposed in copulating with someone who's 600 pounds overweight, but you can't go around telling me that looks aren't the thing you look for first when you'll see someone 600 pounds and be like, no, yeah. I don't want that. And if you do that, oh, what happened to your personality first? My point proven.
You done?
I'm done.
That was, that was good. That was a big one.
That was a rant. Goddammit. I had to get that off my chest. That pissed me off.
Yeah, you've been thinking. Well, Colton's been alone for a few days.
My teeth have been consolidation.
And that was like, that was a lengthy conversation. That was a lengthy, well, really just kind of went on. Yeah. But you made a lot of good points. It makes a lot of sense to me. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I had a point, but then I lost it. You just kept going and going.
My Jackson popcorn.
yeah. I remember what it was. Do you think fatties actually behind the curtain have sex then?
I think fatties be gross. I'm sorry.
Fatties be gross.
I'm sorry.
That's
a motto for the first podcast.
So, okay, that wasn't exactly my point. My point was that when fat people get together, not just fatties, but uggos and, you know, just all those people that are just, you know,
all mythical creatures.
If I go out, I would not, like, if I was single, obviously, I would go out and I would approach non-fatties, non-uggos, because I'm a non-fatty and a non-uggo.
Exactly my point.
I know that about myself, and I know that physical attraction would come first, obviously, naturally, unless, of course, I was a fatty and I had to reconsider my options. If I was a fatty, I would have to say, yeah, obviously I want to go bone the skinny chick. I can't do that. I'm a big old fatty. Exactly. I gotta go and find another fatty and then convince myself that, hey, I'm cool with all that. Then they throw down and then everybody.
They get the big old mud wrestle and who knows?
Shirts on, of course.
Because they have a body issue.
Buddy goes down there. He starts propping up all these buttresses. he's gonna dig. He's got a shovel. He's got a pickaxe. He's gonna find that clit. He's gonna be like,
listen, thanks.
He's got clit. You got, you know, those little freshness clips that you have for bread. you got one holding back the curtains, right? Because you got the buttresses. You got the braces for the fat, for like the overhang, right?
Yeah.
So you got your door frame. You got that built first. Yeah, the fupa. Yeah, absolutely. something to just kind of twirl that over your shoulder and huck that up there. Then tie that around. And then
Jesus!
You dig in there. You're like, all right.
Get a good whiff of the situation.
We got the yellow clip. We got the red. The red clip's a little bit smaller, but that's okay because the left side's a little less meaty. So we'll take that and we'll clip that up. We'll clip that up to the side, right? We'll take the yellow one, the slightly bigger one, clip up the big old fatty right side, and there you go. Mr. Clit's right there. I mean, it's basically a wiener, because this is basically a whale. You got this clit that you just... And she's like, well, that's never been touched before. I am done. And
the Red Sea cometh.
Yeah, and fatties have sex. That's how that works.
The tsunami of Great Japan comes crashing down.
And then they sit up and they're both like,
want to eat?
I'm uncomfortable. Yeah. You uncomfortable?
Let's eat our feelings.
Yeah, want some chicken? Yeah. Well, I mean, the chicken's obviously on the nightstand.
Oh, the rotisserie. Yeah. In-house.
Nightstand rotisserie. Chicken break.
that was our opening.
Okay,
it's been a while. How long has it been?
You know, there's a Yuck Yucks in St. John now.
There is.
What's stopping us from taking tidbits of this conversation and tidbits of, like, little things that, like, I mean, we're funny people. We make people laugh, right?
I think
I'm
funny.
Like, why not take some of these tidbits and stuff and put together a little comedy routine and go and...
That would be interesting.
Pitch ourselves.
That would be interesting. I wonder
like a
how...
Duo, like a duo comedy team will go and, like...
I wonder how I would feel, because I don't typically present myself in front of groups.
Well...
But I would love to switch, turn that, change that about me.
Maybe you'd want to do... Do you know... You don't really play any instruments or anything.
Trying to do the guitar, but not to no avail.
What if I have... What if I go on stage, right?
Uh-huh.
I do, like, and you're with me, but you will be what we'll call the comptroller, right?
Okay.
You stand off to the side. You're there with me, but you're not the main focus.
Okay.
And that's fine. You're going to be there with your computer, your laptop, ready to strike up any little sound cues and, you know, little mixes that go along with the whole routine,
that
right?
That would be interesting.
And you give your 2 cents, I'll, you know, share with you. And it would be, like... Less of a straight up stand up routine and more of a buddy kind of Conan and Andy Richter sort of banter thing like their intros are.
Oh,
and you do that for like a 5 minute set.
I'll definitely give it a thought.
Something.
Interesting.
But I mean, you know, we'd have to go through our recordings. We'd find things that are like, that's cool. Let's whip that up, make that, and then you kind of fine tune it and stuff. And,
right. So right. True. I've been, a side note, but I've been spreading my dominion, if you will.
Trying to knock up chicks?
No, otherwise. I have this running club. I'm doing a running club.
Oh, yeah.
I have like 50 plus people
mm-hmm.
interested. Throughout the university. It's going quite well. I met today with the other person, and it's been going quite nice.
You're running this?
I am. I'm running an entire university club.
Wow, that's
co-running, I guess, with someone else.
Oh.
Same equal intelligence, diligence.
You're going to have a nervous breakdown. That's a guarantee.
Ooh.
Because that's what you do.
No, that's the old Colton.
That's like last week Colton.
No.
2 weeks ago Colton.
But where was I 2 weeks ago? Where was I still at?
Oh, work.
And where haven't I been in the past since Tuesday?
Work.
And I'm only going once a week to that hellhole. what I now call the source of my stress.
Yeah, it's the source of a lot of things.
And it's weird because that used to be my parents, but now it's devoted towards work.
Well, it
should get its own applause. Like, yeah. good for them, for my workplace, getting my stress source.
Yeah.
And now I can, if I do that, I can focus on school, volunteering, my running group.
I'm going to stop listening to you for a while because you're just kind of doing your thing again.
I am.
Just check my phone here for a second, Colton.
Oh, I can't check mine. This is what we're recording on.
Well, that's family. I have concerns.
And that's the beauty of it all.
My girlfriend couldn't get her line open, so she had to.
How did she open it again?
All right, so... She texts me. I went before I came to pick up Colton and do our little sit in the car and talk about stupid things and fatties doing it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I went and I picked up my girlfriend, Chrissy, a bottle of wine. And I brought it back to the apartment and I took off. And then she texts me and she's like, do we have a corkscrew? I'm like, yeah, we do. We've got several. I didn't know where they were. But I listed off a few places where they could possibly be. So she checks them out. She goes and she looks in all my places and she's like,
we don't have a corkscrew.
Nope, you're a retard. And I'm like, well, yeah.
What's new?
But anyway, but the resourceful lady that she is, she goes and she, and I love her for this. She grabs a screw and a hammer. She screws the screw in just enough with her hand, takes the hammer, and prize it out.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's my girl.
That's a keeper.
That's my woman.
That's a keeper. You know she can MacGyver or anything.
Yeah, she's that's my hick lady.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my story.
That was pretty good.
It's better than yours.
Yeah, it was more interesting.
Do you have a good story?
Do I have a good story? I got really drunk on Saturday.
Okay.
And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Considering I haven't, I didn't know I could still drink alcohol with my teeth out and everything like that. I thought I could ruin something. It did not. Although I will say, if you want to get drunk super fast, go on a liquid diet. and have no solids in your system for like five days and then drink a bunch and it took a ton of bricks.
Oh, okay. I take a bunch of antipsychotics and mood stabilizers and drink a beer and I can fall on my face.
Yeah, that would fuck it up. That's a bad cocktail. Talking about a bad mess up there. Yeah, I can imagine.
Easy.
Let's talk about where we are.
We are in a bat cave.
And it's, we're in the middle of windy.
Creepy field.
Hampton.
little town of Hampton.
Darling's Island. No.
Not even.
I get that confused. This is, Dutch Point. Dutch Point. And they have a new baseball field here.
Hmm.
And there is an old one that I can't quite see because it's, dark.
What this place is to me is somewhere where I feel like I really got to... I just gotta lock those doors real quick.
Definitely should.
I know that there's 10 clowns hanging out in those woods over there.
Oh,
I was waiting with axes to come over and just terrify me.
People stabbers,
that's a thing now, right?
People stabbers and axe murderers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People stabbers. I hate the people stabbers. Dog stabbers, cat stabbers, monkey stabbers. I don't care. People stabbers.
People stabbers.
They're affecting me.
They affect me as well.
I might get hurt. I don't like that.
You know what's weird? I got that term from my grade 11 chemistry teacher.
People stabbers?
Yeah, he's like, well, I gotta watch out for the axe murderers and people stabbers.
I love it.
I know. I'm like,
it's so simple.
It is.
Very basic.
I love it.
Mm.
And there's a creepy playground. There's a creepy. Did you know there's a trail actually just by yonder that goes that connects from here all the way to the school? I kind of want to watch it.
I'm so scared to watch that movie.
I watched the original.
The new movie looks so good. Oh, did you rewatch the original? Maybe I'll do that when I get home tonight.
You should.
While I finish sculpting my beautiful it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mm,
that was a good idea.
That was an awesome idea.
I was very happy I came up with that.
Yeah, and
I'm still trying to sculpt my dinky little flamingo.
You'll get it. It's fine. You're figuring it out. It's like, I mean, your structure was perfect. So.
Oh, thank you.
Which is hard because of flamingo.
Oh my god, it was impossible.
Tiny bird.
I was trying to do the legs, and I'm like, there's only one way to do this. Give him cankles. And then shave it down. I mean, I could have done some sitting. I could have done leg orientations differently, but...
Maybe do one leg forward, one leg off to the side a bit, and him dipping down, having a drink.
I could have done that.
You could have had your stand. With your stand, you could have had it turn into water. And his legs go straight into the water. You'd see, like, just the top of his feet going
through. True. I have one leg bending, one leg straight. I have his body kind of on it, and then his neck kind of contorting a certain way to balance it out.
But the beauty of this is that clay costs next to nothing. So I know. You test this, you figure this out, and
I can't wait.
You turn around and you go, and you just...
Do it again?
Do it again. Figure it out again. I have ones that I want to revisit.
Really?
Yeah.
I am quite happy with my purchase of that clay. $10 for 10 pounds.
Oh, did I show you my... Show you this yet. Yeah. But somebody else I've been working on.
Oh, I love that.
The Patrick is a little blurry, but...
Oh, Patrick is... Yeah. Is there a pointy tooth?
No, Jack's got in there with his with one eye chisels and started picking at him, so I'll have to fix that. But he does look like he has a gangle tooth.
But, I love that so much. Oh, I should have done my own spins on definitely. Actually, speaking of the spins, I just started a drawing of a deer with big antlers, but the antlers are like these geometrical crystalline structures.
Oh, interesting.
Instead of the regular, smooth and things.
Yeah.
And the eye, I want to look, I'm going towards more like a spacey kind of theme to it. Black and white, maybe some color to it.
Okay.
I think it'll look pretty cool. I need to start making prints and start...
start selling.
I need to start... I had that picture done.
Oh, do you?
I just need to get some prints done.
Okay. Well, we got our site all updated.
Which is essentially artistic.
Yeah.
I like that. Because it's like, my friends always joke with, like, Colton, don't you mean autistic? I'm like...
I have to change your name, actually. Maybe I'll do that right now. What did you say you wanted to change it to?
Essentially artistic.
Essentially artistic.
It sounds like I'm saying autistic, but... Oh, yeah. Okay,
so I will actually change that on the site right this moment.
And I feel like my logo, I can design it as in the A in essentially begins the word artistic.
Yeah, I'd like you to anything you do that you want on here, just...
Oh, send it your way?
Send it my way. And
those are three amazing picks. I'm glad you chose them. You can put the giraffe
on yeah, there. Just send them to me, because the only reason that I only chose these ones is because you sent them to me via Messenger, so I was able to download them. Anything else I can't download right from your Instagram. Okay. So you have a lot of good ones I'd like to
definitely. I would definitely I'll send them to you, because I need to start that. I have friends that will definitely share this and get it out there.
Oh, really?
They've already told me, but I'm like, I have to wait till it's more set in stone.
What are we going to do here?
Because I would love for some money, for some gas money, some food money. Got to get that milk money.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want essentially artistic, okay?
Yes. We'll do, capital E and then capital A, I guess. Essentially, just like proper words.
Essentially autistic, right? You basically are, right?
That's the beauty of the name. And I'm like, well, what do you do? I'm like, well, essentially, I'm artistic. And it's something I like to grow on, and I think I'm gonna like it.
It's your name. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what my name's all about.
I know, and I feel like I'm a little special. And not to demean like autism and like autistic people, but I like to have a little humor in my life. That's what I go with. I have a lot on the go, and I think I'm gonna.
Essentially artistic by Colton McBride.
That's.
Am I not? I like this.
That was beautiful.
Am I not great?
I was boasting you with a lot of people. I was like, oh, my friend. Yes, my friend's making me a website. He's really great with it. You should check out his stuff.
Sweet. I like being awesome.
I've actually dipped my.
I updated some of mine.
Oh my god.
On here.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, I think you've seen them all.
I have. And stuff, they are fantastic.
Anyway, I've been bragging for the last little while. You want to do something? You want to play a game?
I'd love to play a game.
Want to play a little round of 20 questions? You ever play that?
I mean, variations, but I mean, if this
version this is this good. Is just, I don't have, I am developing a game for the podcast.
Yes,
which
it's
is basically
a little bit of structure.
It's basically a,
and if people watch it, we
20 questions, a 20 questions Jeopardy style thing with categories and stuff for whoever is around. Colton for now, if we want. If people have asked about coming on. It's hard to maintain schedules and stuff. But anyway, so yeah, this is always a last minute thing for us. But anyway, it's a Jeopardy kind of thing where he has categories and he'll pick a category and he will do his 20 question round to try to guess what the answer is.
Okay.
The funny thing is, some of these categories have some hints, some clues and stuff that I'm not very sure of. I don't know everything about it, but that's good. That's fine. It's perfectly fine, because guess what? I'm a liar. So,
oh, big time.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Pathological.
So,
even.
Yeah. So if I just don't want to tell the truth, I will lie. And
I always tell the difference.
So the contestant has to. Colton knows some of it.
Sometimes,
yeah.
You're very good at it.
Yeah. So the contestant will ask their 20 questions or what have you. I haven't narrowed down exactly how many or whatever. And some of my answers might be lies. So they have to kind of wean that out, figure out what's true and what's not, and decide if they've solved it.
This is going to be
a brain
teaser.
That's not what we're doing right now, because I don't have it all developed yet. But
No, but it will come soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm
excited.
I wouldn't mind it actually being, if I can get it really set in stone and it's something that we can do for like an extended period, a half hour or whatever, I wouldn't mind making a little video podcast.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that we could set aside.
A lot of things start with videos and it works out pretty well.
Yeah. Anyway, so you want to play some 20 questions?
Yeah. Give it a whirl.
All right. Give me a second. Do you want me to do the questions? Do you want to do the hints? The
so essentially, would you? What's the premise? Would you essentially be?
You would come up. What's that?
Would you be thinking of something? And
I will
to ask
think
you
of
questions?
Something. Yep. And you have to. You have 20 questions, up to and including 20 questions.
Okay.
To ask me in order to solve. They're yes or no questions.
Okay.
In order to solve. You know. The thing.
The thing that you're thinking
the
of.
Thing.
Oh. There's another aneurysm I just got. It's side note. With the whole teeth thing, and I don't think it's ibuprofen, but I'll get these random splitting headaches, like a knife going down my skull, and it's a split right down the side
That's
of
my
the left,
clown behind you.
Left side, and it feels like my brain's trying to erupt.
Oh.
Oh, that was rough.
That's not cool.
No, I don't know what it is. It's like a guillotine coming down on my head.
Is it a tumor?
Probably. Probably.
Well,
knowing me,
new once again, it's new co-host time.
I'm not gonna survive.
Oh, you're gonna be dead.
There's a Deadpool on me.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Let's
Yeah. Do you want to be the?
Is there hints? No.
That's what the game is. Is you ask? Oh. Yes. Just, do you want to think of something, and I will guess it.
Oh, you know what? You know
just,
what?
Just so you get a feel of.
Yeah, yeah. Just give me a second to think of something. You know what? I think I have it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's weird.
Okay. Is it a person?
No.
Okay. Is it an animal?
No.
Is it a fictional animal?
No.
No. Is it fictional?
No.
No.
Can I say other things in this? No?
No.
Okay, I'll keep my answer short.
Alright, is it, like, botanical?
Well, yes and no. Current state, no.
Current state, no?
No.
Okay, so is it dead?
Yeah.
Hmm. How many questions are we at? Let's call it seven.
Seven.
Okay. Try to hold it. okay. Let's see here. Yes, it's dead. Is it, well, this is tough. Wow. I think you might be.
I thought it was pretty obscure.
I have never had a problem with anybody before. Okay. This is interesting.
Very left field, if you will.
Okay. Is it, like, soil?
No.
Like, oh, this is really tough. oof. Is it, produce?
I wouldn't call it, but, so, no, because produce is considering fruit and vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's
no.
Exactly what I was thinking. Okay. That is really tough, then. Is it edible?
Yes.
Okay.
So I was waiting for that question.
Okay. All right. Here we go. We're getting there. We're up to 10 questions.
It only took you 10 halfway through.
okay. Edible. Botanical. But it's not produce.
Uh-oh. I think so. Yeah, has to be.
It has to be produce?
No. I'm thinking like
has to
mechanical at one point in its life.
Oh yes, I forgot it's dead. Okay. Is it processed?
Yes.
There we go. Okay. It's processed. Is it usually consumed by vegetarians?
No. Not usually, but can be.
Oh.
I don't know why I gave you that, but...
Okay.
But no.
No, that's fine. Okay. Well, obviously it can be. Mm. Well, not obviously, so I guess that there's no meat in it whatsoever. Exactly. Humans eat it.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking, we're not doing dog food here, are we? it's people could eat it, I guess. People would eat dog food if they wanted to, really.
Vegetarians?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, humans, yeah.
Okay, processed. Is it, wow, this is really, is it, preserved? Like, kept in, like, a jar or a can? Or,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's not, like, you don't go buy it fresh?
No.
Okay.
No, this doesn't go bad.
Okay, doesn't go bad.
Well... In some respect.
Okay. We're up to 14 questions.
Mm-hmm. Choose them carefully.
It's preserved. Wow, this is really tough.
I know.
I'm not liking this at all. Are you a liar?
No, I am.
Okay, that is a question. That is a question. I'm counting that as a question.
Okay. I have stuck true to myself.
All right. I like that.
Nature's closer than you think.
Is it?
Oh, very much so.
Okay. Protein.
Yeah. Did that give it away?
I was thinking about it earlier. I was thinking about your smoothie earlier, but I could not think of what it was in your smoothie.
Ugh. Ah, yes, because I was like, protein. He's like,
that was good. That was good. You are a worthy opponent.
Ah, see, wasn't that good?
That was excellent.
I'm like, he's never going to get it. He's never going to get it. And they're like, how did you just, what gave it away?
Well, what gave it away was it's closer than you think.
I know. I had to say that.
But that just got me thinking, because I was a few questions earlier, I was thinking about the smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
But then I let that pass.
I was literally drinking
until you said that.
I was like, okay, it's
in the smoothie.
Whatever do you think?
I started processing it. It's in the smoothie. What is it?
That was my own ego being boastful.
Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah. You are rubbing it in your face.
You are a worthy opponent. I like that.
It was good. I don't know. This would be interesting. Let's see if I can...
Okay.
That was very specific. I really honed in on specifics.
Yeah, you did not a bad job at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me a moment here. We'll call one more rounder.
Yeah, one more round. Yep.
Just give you a shot at it. I'd really like to get the game actually processed.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very difficult to chew.
You having a hard time chewing?
Well, the good thing I have a smoothie, because or else I'd be starving.
Okay. Yeah, I got one.
Hmm? You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's see if I can bring back the old MSN days of asking somebody questions.
Asking? Yeah.
Remember that dumb sound was?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
I remember that MSN. Uh-huh. Do you remember ICQ?
I don't.
Okay.
Okay, so... Is it anthropologic?
No.
I mean, it's man-made.
Yes, actually.
Okay, yes. Is it a human?
No.
Okay.
Handmade human? Man-made human?
Well, you know, birth. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
I don't think that... Oh, well, I guess. It's really complicated.
Ooh.
That's what you considered birth is anthropologic?
I don't know. Man-made anything?
All right. I'll
cancel out a few things.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Go ahead.
So it is human, you said?
No.
All right. Okay.
No.
Okay. Is it an animal?
Nope.
Is it earthly? Anything that's not human, I guess. Of natural descent.
No.
So it's is it a processed thing of plastic?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, it's a thing.
I think you're gonna kill it. I honestly do.
Is its primary component metal?
No.
No. Six. Is it made out of wood?
No.
I did say it was made out of plastic, wasn't it? It was plastic. Okay.
You're counting. Do I have to count?
I have seven.
Okay, I'm good. We're good. I'm not going to count anymore.
No, I wouldn't count. Have I seen this before?
I imagine so.
Okay.
You live in the Western world, right?
Oh.
No, I mean, not that that matters. Not like, I'm talking Western from, like, Asia on, probably.
Okay. Is it risque?
No.
No. Okay, well, that kills it.
I'm sure I've made it so.
Oh. Oh, God. I made it so. Is it heavy?
Nope.
Can it be heavy?
Nope.
Shit, that's Have I held it in my hands before?
Likely. Mm. Hopefully not the ones in question.
Oh, my God.
Not that I'm talking about specific ones, but, you know, you'll ignore me. Just keep asking
questions. Do I own one?
Sharon might.
Whoa! Because I'm thinking of something, and I don't know if you're right or not.
And could be risque.
With not risque, because you said no to that.
No, I said that I probably made it risque.
Oh, okay.
Being the me that I am.
Oh, truth. Yeah. So true. Mm-hmm. This is a tough one. Is it made for the human body?
Nope.
What?
I can use it on the human body.
Oh. Oh. Is it designed to look like something else?
No.
Or to look like someone that's something natural?
What are you at?
I'm at 15.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I thought you had it.
I thought I did too, but then I got really...
Did you get confident?
Thrown astray. I got thrown astray. Are you a liar?
No. Actually, this time I've told nothing but truths.
Ah, truther. The worst.
I am the truther. You get truth, Brendan. That's scary. You don't want that guy.
I don't want that guy.
You can't trust that guy.
No, I can't. Really? Does it go inside something else?
This one has. The one that sparked the idea has.
What that sparked the idea has?
Oh, smelly.
You're throwing me off my game.
Oh, I know. I know how to play.
Do preteens have this?
Fat ones.
What, two more questions left. That one's frat preteens have this. Oh my god, I don't,
Oh, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love the answer.
No.
You're gonna laugh for 5 minutes straight, I guarantee you.
I have two questions left. I can still use those. Would you purchase it at a PharmaSave?
Yeah, you probably could. Yeah,
probably could.
Absolutely. It's definitely one of those drugstore, you know, half supermarché kind of.
Would I need it?
If yeah, I mean, you don't. Nobody needs it because, I mean. That's your last question, right?
Mm.
Okay.
Would I need it as a male?
Would you need it? You wouldn't use it, likely, because you're a male, and why...
Is it a tampon?
Why would you go above and beyond? No, it's not a tampon.
Damn it.
It is much better than a tampon. All right. See here. You take one fat fold, and you clip it up. It's a bread clip.
It's a bread clip. Oh, I should have got it when he said the... Oh. What? Oh, the signs were there.
Oh, I gave you everything.
I know you did. You even threw it back to our previous conversation.
I'm not even a liar.
No, that was all truth.
Yeah.
Debatable with the fat people, but, like, they probably, you know. But, like, oh, man, that was good. Oh, I completely disregard... You took me for a loop. I was like, you're probably thinking of a dildo.
Wait, like, would I not be good at hosting this game?
Oh my god, you would. Like, I honestly thought, like, a sex toy, and then, like, I'm like, maybe not, and then, like,
that was somebody's sex toy.
I know, right?
Daddy's be gross.
Daddy's be gross.
Yeah,
damn, true. You were good. That was well done.
But you were still a worthy opponent.
Oh, I know. I thought I would have had
you. You knew that it smells funny in a vagina.
Yeah.
Like most things do. If you get shoved in a vagina, usually... Yeah,
made by people.
The bread clip, the bread itself.
I wouldn't need one.
You stick your wiener in there, you pull it out, it smells like vagina. And guess what? Wieners don't smell good on their own. So when you went like that is a potent smell.
When you mix
to
that
mask wiener smell.
When you douse that with potency. Oh, that has its own like flavor stench.
Mm. Don't you enjoy that little game? I enjoyed it.
I liked it. That was good. That was good. Wait, isn't that the typical 20 question game?
That was, yeah, absolutely. I didn't. That was just us playing the game.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought. Okay,
but that is like that is what
the base. That is the base.
Yeah, it will be
foundation.
Yeah, trying to break down my. I think I'll do it with time. Like you'll have time frames between like certain rounds would have certain times.
Yeah, yes, of course.
Levels of time, and rather than giving you 20 questions, you just ask as many as you can in that time.
Right. What time is it? It's 9:55. I don't know how long I can be out because I was previously talking to someone earlier on and I said that I'd be making an appearance elsewhere as well.
Okay, that's fine.
I think this has been we ran to each other back and forth. We talked about a few things. We got to introduce a game that's going to be coming to us.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to kind of like say?
I had something until we played the game and then I lost it.
Mm.
So maybe not.
Well, this is good because we're getting back at it and it's.
Yeah, we've been away from it for a while. We have two right now that we need to.
Did you upload the kitchen one?
I did do the kitchen one. I haven't done the most recent.
The soccer one.
Yeah, the soccer field one.
My trip.
I did.
I just posted the Dropbox.
Okay. I feel like we need an intro for it. We need an intro for Kitchen Talk.
Mm, we can pump up a few.
No, I did Kitchen Talk. Never mind. We just need an intro for this one and the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're all set. And then we're caught up.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. That'd be good. Get that nice. I like my ducks in a row. I like it leveled off.
Yeah. We're doing a new thing. Like, we're still doing the YouTube thing, but we're also doing the archive so that you can actually go on to cleardementia.simdiff.com.
Where you find my stuff, his stuff.
And every link to downloadable MP3 or
listen on the go.
And you can listen on the go, yeah. We're trying to take care of it. It's really tough. We don't have any resources. We're doing everything
busy.
For free. And
Brendan is getting mentally attacked at work. I like to say that because
I don't get mentally attacked because
I
am the mentally attacker.
That's true. It is mentally stupid.
Yeah, you don't want. They've tried it and then they feel stupid about it immediately, and then they start bowing to me because guess what? I don't know. They don't know what I'm capable of.
I bounced. I have school.
Gone.
Bye. Bye, bitch.
Yeah.
I have school. A school will be starting. And I'll have, like, my volunteer Mental Talk Science. I have running clubs. I have my art I'm trying to start up.
Mm-hmm.
I got school I want to do well in. I have a lot on my plate, which is good, though, because I need this.
Have you downsized the boner problem?
Oh, that problem? I don't really care about being in a relationship or not.
Good.
I've grown. I've grown over the summer.
Because that was tough with you.
I think that was
keeping your focus off focus.
Yep.
You have so much else to think about other than relationships.
That's been my problem since the get-go.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've always
with you. You're a lover.
Yes. Oh, big time. I always strained to be with somebody. Mm-hmm. I mean, over the summer, I really realized that I don't need that. And I don't care if I get in one or not.
And that is actually the best realization to have going into starting a relationship, is to know that you're on your own, you're capable.
Not caring is the best way of trying to move forward with this kind of stuff. Once you start trying...
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Sorry, once you start trying to get in a relationship, it'll never work.
Yeah.
Because it just... Effort in the wrong ways is a big turnoff.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I am really mean to everybody.
Aww. you're extra hateful to me.
I think. Well, do you get it the worst?
I don't think I.
Kyle gets it real bad.
Oh my fucking
Destiny
god!
Destiny gets it real bad.
Yeah, but I think we're leveled on playing fields.
You and
here.
I, you
we're
and
playing
I
the same game.
Combative.
We're,
yeah,
we're
exactly.
playing catch.
I
the
like
same
people
level.
That are playing the same game. That's why I do attack Destiny and Kyle as well, because they are playing the game too.
They're playing the game.
They fight
but
back. They're not as good, but no. They're playing.
Yeah, they miss a few more
that.
Balls than we do.
Yeah, they're not. They're not. Great at it.
I love them both. They're both great people.
I don't love anybody, but they're fine.
And that's your...
That's my thing.
I'm a lover.
That's my prerogative. No, I think sociopaths which is weird.
Am I a sociopath?
It's probably, I don't know.
High function. High function. High function
the thing is that the love thing is understood a little bit differently. It's felt a little bit differently, I think. Because for most people, it's not processed.
Before we end here, I want to talk about this, too.
It's not, for a lot of people, I don't think it's processed. It's just felt.
Yeah.
But I think for somebody who has issues with feelings, like us, you have to actually, it's a lot of a thought process. You have to calculate what it is about this person that you are loving. And it's so hard to get it. Once you connect with them in that way, that you actually understand what it is that you love about them, it makes it that much harder to separate from them. So when they go and they cut the ties with you, it's like, for them, it's just like, chop off a piece of meat and go on with your day. But for you, it's like, no, this piece of meat was like, it was extra sewn in there.
I stitched it to this effort, thing. I tenderized
staples,
it.
Staples, bread it. Clips.
Oh my God,
everything.
Of course.
Yeah. Well,
for example, I've been Snapchatting somebody, and it's been like 97 days, and all of a sudden, I feel like they just want to get rid of that completely. I think they did. Purposely did that. And for some weird reason, it bothered me.
Did it?
Like, put the effort into talking to someone for 97 days straight, and then all of a sudden, they just kind of went, bye-bye, sayonara. And it's like, it's weird. It's a weird situation, and I don't like it, and that's like an old me, and the new reinforced, stronger Colton is just going towards not caring about being in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely see that, and I'm definitely enjoying it. But I'm like, why do I still care about certain people that I put effort into? And that's the whole sewn into the meat thing that we...
It is.
It's more...
I think also another thing that stems from that sociopathy is the fact that you are narcissistic in a way. So when somebody doesn't accept you or doesn't, like... Even if you have given up on your passion for them, you're still wondering in your mind why they rejected you, because that doesn't make any sense, does it?
Damn, you're right. No, I'd say you hit the nose right on the dot.
I do hit noses a lot on the dot.
You do. I am very narcissistic. I am very surprisingly narcissistic.
Yeah.
It's weird. I do that, and at the same time, I'm like, it's all good.
Any advice I'm giving you is not... It's something that I've been through, so that's why.
Exactly. It just so happens that this life of mine is just,
I am an old man
making ties to you, which I keep forgetting.
Yes.
I'm like you're 24, right? And you're like 28.
I'm a big boy.
I'm 20.
I've been destroyed. I've
been
come
broken
back
down,
and I've had a family,
built it up.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
and I'm still poor.
Oh,
but still.
Yeah.
That aside,
and that's why I shouldn't have to worry about these things. Yeah. And truly not worrying is the ultimate key to happiness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you'll figure out happiness. I don't, like, I have a mood disorder, so I can't cling to happiness the same as other people do, but I know my routines keep me stable.
Mm-hmm.
So when I do have periods where I can be happy, I can be very happy about what it is that I have.
True.
And then when the periods when I'm not, it's easier now because of my situation, my family and everything. I know people care about me. It's easier for me to not pretend, but like not allow it to come out in as explosive of a way.
Right.
Except at work, because I'm scary.
Yeah. But that's the thing I'm getting at. There's something wrong with me, but the fact that I used to just always be so hung up on trying to get into a relationship or have that feeling of wanting somebody. And I've always wanted that feeling of wanting someone to want me and have that feeling, but I don't want that anymore. I don't feel like I need it because I have, like, I really feel like the key to get away from that is having your physical release to go to the gym, having the artistic release by doing your art, having an academic release. Yeah, exactly. That's by provocative to go to the gym, go to school, do art, have friends.
Yeah.
And with combination of that, I haven't been wanting to need that feeling of wantingness. Yeah. Somebody else.
Solidify Colton before you attach Colton to somebody else.
And that's what
that
I've been
person, because your designated spouse, whoever it is out there somewhere. Not really, I mean, mathematically it's impossible for it to be just one person, but there's somebody out there who is also focusing on themselves right now, building up themselves, making sure they're a solid person.
I am definitely
go out and connect with Colton.
Rounding myself up this summer, I've really discovered how to round myself up.
And so instead of being two young half people, trying to build one person, you could be two full people coming together and actually being in an adult relationship where you discuss things.
Damn, that was insightful, and I loved it. I want that quoted.
It's
We have it recorded. Huzzah. Yeah, T-shirt worthy.
Honestly, best episode yet.
I think we've really delved into the deepness of things that really trouble me. And I feel like a lot of things that trouble me from day to day are really great for discussion. And I've always wanted to discuss them with someone who's on my same level of intelligence, of a same way of speaking.
Experienced
in those situations.
Yeah.
And not because my friends are great at talking what they do and great at giving advice, but I really needed someone who's been through it, the true way of getting a good experience is to live that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And to talk to someone who's been through those experiences really gives a light to those new situations.
That's what it's all about. That's why you feel out. When you go out into public and people are talking around you, I don't know, for me, I hear all of it because I just can't filter any of it.
Right.
But sometimes you just, some conversation somewhere just grabs your ear and it pulls you in and you're like, wow, somebody over here is talking for me. Mm-hmm. And somehow you connect to those people and you attach to those people and then they become actually a part of your world.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like that's why, I think that's why we have these like, not, that's not the reason why we have these like personalities, but that's why they came together, because we recognized each other even in a work setting where we're not necessarily being ourselves to the fullest.
You're right.
I don't know. You just felt it out.
Yeah. And I think that's the best way of going about it.
Yeah.
It's better than ruminating, and it's better than, feeling way this dark ombre, and that's why I feel like a lot of people have these certain issues, because they let all this stuff pile on top of them and they don't have certain ways, they haven't found their click, their puzzle piece, if you will, to fit in and actually outlet their and source out their problems and feelings. And what they don't have that, they haven't, they try other things like therapy or what have you, but it hasn't clicked for them, and that's why it hasn't worked, and that's why they keep going back and doing those things. And but that's just one part of it, because you know you have diseases that cause different problems with the brain and cognition. And
I think some people, too, they're not ready for themselves to be fixed. They know that the world is rejecting them. They know that everything around them is rejecting them the way they are. But they are still themselves. They go to this therapy thing out of obligation in a lot of cases, and then nothing comes of it because they don't actually want to be there. They're fighting it. They're fighting the actual treatment.
Exactly. Even people who want to be there, they still have struggle with it a lot of
times.
It's hard
to... I've been there. There's still a million things I've not told my therapist.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's because I don't know if it's safe to. That's the thing.
I always find humans are the most complex thing in nature. And because we let ourselves be overcomplicated.
Mm-hmm.
And we allow ourselves to get that way. We've allowed ourselves for millions of years to develop this overcomplication of feelings and situations. And... at the end of the day, I feel like we've tried to tackle that once and for all. And if we talk about something that might strike something that makes sense to people or makes sense to us, I feel like that's a good step in the right direction.
I think what has to happen eventually is right now we're trying to appeal to people.
We're no one's therapist, by the way.
No.
What we say, take it if you will, take it. Don't take it if you will. We don't care. Yeah.
I think the problem right now, though, is that we're trying, what sucks is that we're in a spot where the only people that we can directly appeal to are people that these conversations aren't for.
Yes.
That's hard. Right?
It is very difficult.
We need to find, like, that's why I really like to talk about the mental health thing. And
I
like that
am a big advocator for mental health.
Yeah.
I find that's the true
I feel like
problem here.
That's one of my prerogatives. That's something I'm really deeply concerned about.
Yeah.
I just want to, you know, I'd really like
and
to.
As I've been living my life, I've been noticing that this is more prevalent with many people I've met, encountered, experienced life with.
Yeah.
And I'm realizing that this is a big thing with many people. And I honestly would, I've even considered possibly doing research because I'm doing a biology major.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I got more into the fact of mental health and did research on that? I was just a back of the mind.
Absolutely. I've considered psychology as
back of the mind type thing.
A thing for a long time. Well, I kind of want to now, but I'm too old. But it's really interesting stuff. I'll think I'll always advocate it.
Oh, of course. Anyway, yeah, I think that's good now.
Yeah, we gotta stop. Keep going.
We could go for hours.
Yeah.
So that's been what is this? Dark talk.
We'll call it. I don't know. Yeah, dark talk.
Dark talk.
Not racist. Not racist style.
Not racist.
Not blackface style.
Not a knight.
The fact that Colton's face is painted black is just irrelevant. Oh, I told him not to come out like this. He's like, I don't know. It's the T3s. It's the drugs.